Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I am Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
In our edition of News Digest, we're going to talk about some events in the news, specifically about some kind of movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
All about, let's see, how do you say this? The LGBT community. Did I say that right?
TQ. No, not quite. LGBTQ. Yeah, they keep adding letters, but that was the original acronym you got there, Tom.
Okay.
It's a little longer now. I've heard it even longer than that one. So LGBTQ community. It's actually a documentary. So we're going to talk about this film. It's called Taipei Love, and it will talk about exploring homosexuality in Taiwan, you know, at what stage it is. I know they just passed legislation that allows gay marriage. So we're going to talk about that. That's a big story. So why don't we go ahead and get started? We're going to read through today's article, and then we'll be back. Many people around Taiwan celebrated when the country's highest court found its ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional in May 2017. As Taiwan moves toward legalizing same-sex marriage, one filmmaker is aiming to capture its changing political attitudes and explore the views of homosexuality in the country. This filmmaker is Lucy Liu, a political scientist who is making a documentary called Taipei Love. This documentary will give people from this minority group a platform and allow them to pair their stories with interviews from authorities, experts, and activists. Leo's film will focus on Sarah, a 26-year-old lesbian, and Kevin and David, two 45-year-old gay men who have been together for 13 years. All have faced numerous hardships because of their sexuality. David, for example, was not only badly bullied by his peers while he was growing up, but also physically abused by a high school teacher. In the documentary, the three speak about their personal journeys toward embracing themselves for who they are. One thing they share is the hope for a more equal future in Taiwan. Along with these experiences, the documentary will include interviews with numerous important figures in the country's gay rights movement. One is legislator Yeo Mei-Nyu, who has provided a revision to Taiwan's current law. Another is Wayne Lin, an educator who helps members of the LGBTQ community through the Tongzhi Hotline. Leo hopes Taipei Love will open people's eyes to the difficulties that the LGBTQ community still experiences. She also believes that it will raise international awareness of how Taiwan is leading the struggle for marriage equality in Asia.
Okay, everybody, the time has arrived for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson in today's edition of News Digest. We're talking about a film entitled Taipei Love, which should actually be two words normally in normal usage,
no kidding,
and Taipei, you know, Taipei, love. But, you know, nowadays they're shoving words together all the time for various reasons, to name a new app or something,
yeah,
or a song or something like that, or your avatar on the internet or whatever. But so there it is, Taipei Love. That is the title of this movie, and that movie explores homosexuality in Taiwan. Okay, homosexuality refers to same-gender people getting together. If it's different genders, then it would be heterosexuality. But since the majority of people are heterosexuals, we don't really need a separate word to differentiate them from the rest of society. Oftentimes, they're referred to as being straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're homosexual, sometimes we use just the word gay.
Yeah, he's gay. So we're going to talk about how this documentary, this film, explores homosexuality in Taiwan. What's happening in this particular area? So many people around Taiwan celebrated when the country's highest court found its ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional in May 2017. So it sounds like there was a law in Taiwan that said, uh-oh, no same-sex marriage. But the highest court, this was taken to court, and it's usually the court that decides ultimately if a law is constitutional or unconstitutional, meaning it doesn't follow the constitution of your country, those laws and principles that your country was set up upon. So if you ban something, you say, we're going to do away with this thing. Cigarette smoking is banned in many places, as most people who are smokers know. It's very difficult to find a place where you can smoke these days. But you can also ban other things. This, of course, was a ban on people of the same gender, two guys or two girls, getting together and getting married.
Yes, and ban, of course, can be used both as a verb and a noun. Here, ban is being used as a noun. As a verb, I could say, hey, that book is banned. You can't bring it to school. You'll get in trouble if you do. But here we're talking about a ban when they're just not allowing it, but it was found unconstitutional in May 2017. Now, that makes me extremely angry.
Why?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because that was back in May 2017. I thought that happened just a couple of weeks ago. That means time is going past too fast, and I'm getting older too fast.
I thought same-sex marriage was already legal here.
Me too, I guess.
This is the piece of news that I heard about but wasn't very clear. So it's not legal here yet, but they did, at least in the high court, ban a law saying that it's bad, that you can't be married to a person of the same gender. So what's going on is there's a film, it's a documentary, and it's going to kind of explore this whole area, maybe look at Taiwan as it changes. As most of you know, countries around the world are little by little accepting same-sex marriage. I know the U.S. went through it a couple years ago. It was a big deal. Here, it says Taiwan's moving towards legalizing same-sex marriage. We're not there yet, but they're getting there. If you legalize something, you make it legal. You make it so it's not against the law. If something's against the law, you can be arrested and put into jail. So they're trying to make it legal here. One filmmaker is aiming to capture its changing political attitudes and explore the views of homosexuality in the country. So kind of looking at it from a current view and also maybe taking a look at the past and then where it's going to go in the future.
Right. So we're trying to capture the changing political attitudes. Of course, political means having to do with politics, which is about the government and which party you support and stuff like that. And I suppose this probably could become quite a heated topic on party lines. You know, one party would support it, another party would be against it, things like that. So, yes, it's, of course, reflecting the changing political attitudes. People's minds are changing. And, of course, people's ideas about homosexuality in the country or in Taiwan are changing as well. Now, this filmmaker is Lucy Liu. I hope I said her name correctly there. She is a political scientist who is making a documentary called Taipei Love, and that's the title of today's lesson. So she studied poli-sci in university or political science. She's a political scientist. I assume she's got a PhD in that. I must assume that. And so she's making this documentary
film.
Not necessarily, of course. But, you know, if she's got the power to make this film, she better have a PhD. But in any case here, it's a documentary film. Most movies that you see in a theater are going to be narrative films. Hollywood blockbusters or Bollywood or even locally made here, they're dramas. But in this particular case, it's a documentary, which means it's talking about something that is true. Like a couple of years ago, there was a documentary about an animal shelter or a place where dogs go before they're adopted by people.
Oh, that's nice. So she's set on making this documentary. And again, as Tom said earlier, it's called Taipei Love. They've just kind of, you know, made up their own word here, you could say. This documentary will give people from this minority group a platform. If you're in a minority group, you're in a group of people where there are smaller numbers than, say, the majority. For example, in America, I'm in the majority. I'm a Caucasian female. Minority group might be a Latino group, groups of people who are from Spanish-speaking countries, or it could be a black group. So here in Taiwan, they're taking this idea that it's not just race, it's gender can make you part of a minority, because there really aren't that many homosexuals compared to those who are heterosexuals, who are the majority. And they're giving them a platform. What's a platform here, Tom?
Well, usually a platform is a place to stand on when you're waiting for the train, okay? Hey, the train for Hualien is leaving on platform 2, but in this particular case, it just kind of means a forum or a place where you can speak. I think they're referring to a platform as if it were in an auditorium, where it's a podium or something, where you can go there and you can let yourself be heard, you can give your speech, and you can have a voice.
Yeah, so if you have a platform, it doesn't have to be a real place like a stage, as Tom said. It could be just a means of communication. Maybe your platform is at a press conference. Maybe your platform is a movie. Maybe your platform is coming up with a new app where you get your message out. It's just an ability to get your message to the people that you're interested in persuading. So they're going to allow them to pair their stories with interviews from authorities, experts, and activists. So if you pair something, you put two things together. That's all that means. So they're going to have the homosexuals paired with interviews from people who probably aren't, but they have some sort of authoritative position. Maybe they're experts in that area. Maybe they're psychologists. And then activists, people who are pushing for same-sex marriage to be made legal.
Indeed. So that's what this movie is going to be all about. It's a documentary film, so you can sit back and watch it as if it were a kind of news report, but it's much longer.
Yeah.
And you can actually see it in the movie theater. Okay, before we continue talking about today's lesson, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要讨论的呢是同性婚姻合法化的议题。首先来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 As Taiwan moves toward legalizing same-sex marriage, one filmmaker is aiming to capture its changing political attitudes and explore the views of homosexuality in the country. 在这里呢我们首先来看到 As 在这里当作连接词，也就是有随着时间的改变，随着台湾呢迈向同性婚姻合法化的同时 ，legalize 本来当作动词是有使合法化跟立法的意思，它的名词 legislation。Legislation 也就是有制定法律的意思，而同性的婚姻在英文里面就称之为 same-sex marriage。 在台湾朝向合法化的同时，有一位导演他正致力于要捕捉台湾变化中的政治态度，以及探究国内对同性恋的观点。我们来看一下这里的 aimTo aim at something, 用 at 加名词，用 to 加上原形动词。举例来说 ,My brother aims to be a novelist, 也就是说我的弟弟他立志要当一个小说家。而这个呢导演他则是呢立志要 capture, 我们说用照相机或者用镜头来捕捉都可以用 capture 这样子的动词。要捕捉 its changing political attitudes, 这里的 its 指的就是台湾的改变的政治态度 ,explore 则是有探究呢国内对于同性恋的观点。他拍摄了一个纪录片称之为 Taipei Love。 在这一段的最后一个句子提到 This documentary will give people from this minority group a platform and allow them to pair their stories with interviews from authorities, experts, and activists.Documentary 指的呢就是纪录片，纪录片呢将会提供来自这个少数群体人一个机会。在这里的 minority group， minority 其实指的呢就是少数或少数的群体。A law to protect religious minorities 指的就是保护宗教上少数人的一个法令。 而它的相反词 majority, M-A-J-O-R-I-T-Y, 指的是多数人或者是多数族群的意思。它提供了 a platform, 一个机会呢，让他们能够 pair their stories with interviews, 把他们的故事跟权威人士、专家还有行动主义者的访谈呢结合在一起。所以我们用了 pair with, 也就是有结合的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's now continue to talk about Lucy Liu's documentary film that's going to be playing in theaters here shortly, all about the LGBTQ community and about homosexuality in Taiwan, giving people a voice to talk about this because they are a minority group. And let's face it, they've probably been brutally suppressed for many years. So let's take a look at the next paragraph here. It says, Liu's film will focus on Sarah, a 26-year-old lesbian, and Kevin and David, two 45-year-old gay men who have been together for 13 years. So focusing on these people here, first of all, we've got Sarah. Lesbian, of course, is a woman homosexual, although technically you could use the word gay for them, but most of the time the word gay will refer to men. If you want to refer specifically to women as being homosexuals, you will often use the word lesbian. Although I've heard that the residents of the island of Lesbos don't really like the fact that that word came from their island. There was some writer that came from there or something who admired women or something, so that's why the island of Lesbos has gone on to create the word lesbian.
I don't know that island, to be honest. So, lesbian, it can't be applied to a male at all. Just know that. But gay can be applied to a female or a male. Mm. We've also got Kevin and David. They've been together in a relationship for 13 years. All have faced numerous hardships because of their sexuality. So numerous just means lots, lots and lots. A hardship, we talk about hardships in life. Typically, we have that phrase, oh, there are so many hardships in life. Hardships are just a situation or a period of time where you're experiencing some suffering. Maybe you've broken up with someone and your heart's broken. Maybe you just got fired from your job. These are different kinds of hardships. Their hardships are because it sounds like people have been mean to them, have bullied them because they're gay. Some people don't believe in homosexuality being a good thing, and so they often will bully people. That's terrible.
It is. So, yes, they face lots of hardships, difficulties in their lives, and that's because of their sexuality. And when you see the word sexuality, it's usually referring to your sexual orientation. Are you heterosexual or straight? Are you gay? Are you lesbian? Et cetera, et cetera. Those are things that we use the word sexuality for. Now, David, for example, remember he's one of the couple there, Kevin and David. David, as an example here, was not only badly bullied by his peers while he was growing up, but also physically abused by a high school teacher. Now, Stephanie here did touch on the word bully here, but bully can be both a noun and a verb. To be bullied by someone, that's the most common construction. I was bullied by people in school when I was 13 years old because I was small and weak, so I was bullied. But the person who does that can be referred to as a bully, so that's the noun form.
Right. He was bullied by his peers. Your peers are people who are the same age as you are. Maybe you're, you know, in a job where you've got a lot of people who are about the same age. They started their job the same time. They're peers of yours. He also was physically abused by a teacher in high school, which I can't imagine. It doesn't matter how you feel about homosexuality. There's no excuse for an adult to be hitting or hurting a child. So if you're physically abused, that means someone's hurting you. They're hurting your body. It's not just being called names, which often people will bully others by calling them names. But here, this high school teacher actually hit this kid. which is horrible. I hope he got fired. Now, in the documentary, the three, that's Sarah, Kevin, and David, they speak about their personal journeys. We often use these two words to talk about your life, you know, what you've been through in your life so far. Oh, my personal journey, you know, how I experience things in my life. They're going to talk about their own personal lives and how they started to embrace themselves for who they are. We also say they just started to accept this is the way I am and I love myself the way I am. I don't need to change. If you embrace, literally, it means you put your arms around something and you hug it. Could be a friend, a family member. It could be a toy. Maybe you have a stuffed toy like a bear. You can embrace your bear. But embrace an idea means you accept it, you adopt it. So we also use embrace in a figurative way. This is not literal. It just means you accept this idea that has been presented to you or that you're considering.
And they're embracing themselves, and hopefully that will make it easier for them to come out of the closet, as we say, to let other people know that that is your sexual orientation. So one thing they share, the thing they all believe in, is the hope for a more equal future in Taiwan. Now, moving now to the next paragraph, it says, along with these experiences, the documentary will include interviews with numerous important figures in the country's gay rights movement. So, of course, we're talking about the three main characters in this movie, their experiences, but it's also going to include interviews with other people, people who have campaigned for the legalization of same-sex marriage and other legislators who have helped out with their cause and things like that. They're going to interview them, and of course, that's going to be part of the film as well.
One is legislator Yeo Mei-Nyu. So this person was elected to represent her district or her neighborhood, depending on who elected her. She is responsible for making laws. So she's a member of a big group of legislators who serve in the legislative UN, perhaps. She has also provided a revision to Taiwan's current law. So they're going to talk about how they've changed Taiwan's current law. Revision just means a change, some sort of revision, some sort of modification, you could say, some sort of change. That's the noun form of this verb. The verb is to revise with a Z sound, but it's spelled with an S, R-E-V-I-S-E, revise. And this is a revision. She's going to talk about how they actually changed Taiwan's current law.
Yep, you might write a paper for your class or something, a 20-page term paper or something, but it's not quite good enough, so you're going to need to revise it. You're going to make some revisions to your term paper. So she provided a revision. She changed the current law, so that's what Yeo Mei-Nyu did. We've also got Wayne Lin. He's an educator who helps members of the LGBTQ community through the Tongzhi hotline. So he's an educator. That, of course, is a fancy way of calling someone a teacher. And he helps them, the people in this community, gays, lesbians, etc. The B there is bisexual, I believe. And the T is transsexual. And the Q, I'm guessing it's queer.
It's queer, yeah.
It is queer.
The guys will call themselves queer. I haven't heard any of the lesbians call themselves queer, but you could, I guess.
Okay.
So check that out. Tongzhi, that's kind of cute. They kept it the Chinese word communication, you know, so he's kind of helping people in this community talk to someone who's sympathetic. Now, moving on to the final paragraph, we've got Lucy Leo. She's the documentary maker, the filmmaker. She hopes Taipei Love will open people's eyes to the difficulties in that particular community. If you open someone's eyes to something, it means you give them a chance to understand a situation a little bit more. Maybe they didn't really understand, and then you gave them more information, or you let them meet some people who were in that community, and they, oh, I see. And they had an easier time understanding that this community has faced a lot of abuse and bullying and things like that. So she hopes that this documentary will actually help this community.
Yep, to open people's eyes. And she also believes that it will raise international awareness of how Taiwan is leading the struggle for marriage equality in Asia. So indeed, we've got international awareness. She wants the movie to perhaps be distributed at film festivals
around the
world so that people will realize that, yes, Taiwan is a very progressive place. It is sort of leading the struggle here. It's going to bring about international awareness of what Taiwan is doing. Of course, awareness is the degree to which other people are aware of something, how much they know that something is there.
Yeah. And equality, this word here just means the state of being equal, maybe having equal rights, equal opportunities, your status is equal. Here we're talking about marriage equality, meaning marriage is available to anyone, not just to heterosexuals, but to homosexuals as well. We're going to see if that happens. So right now, for now, we know at least Taiwan's leading the struggle to change the laws so that people will be able to marry those of the same sex. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
导演呢是 Lucy Liu。我们来看一下第二段的第一个句子提到Liu's film will focus on Sarah, a 26-year-old lesbian, and Kevin and David, two 45-year-old gay men who have been together for 13 years. 所以影片呢，主角有一位26岁的女同性恋者 Sarah, 以及呢，两位已经在一起13年、45岁的男同性恋者 Kevin 跟 David。而这一段里面也叙述了他们成长遭受歧视跟霸凌的过程。这一段的倒数第二个句子提到 In the documentary, the three speak about their personal journeys toward embracing themselves for who they are. 谈论了他们每一个人的生活的历程，一直呢到他们能够欣然的接受自己原来的样子 Who they are.Embrace 本来当作动词是拥抱的意思，延伸出来在这里解释成为欣然接受。举个例子来说，他欣然接受了 Tom 要来帮助他学习英文的提议，我们就可以说 She embraced Tom's offer to help her with her English。 下一个，除了访谈这些人之外呢，也访谈了一些重要的知名人士，其中一个在第三段中间提到 One is legislator Yu Mei-Nu, who has provided a revision to Taiwan's current law. 其中一位是立法委员 Yu Mei-Nu, 她提供了对台湾现行法律的修改。在这里的 revision 也就是有修改、修订的意思。最后一段 Liu hopes Taipei Love will open people's eyes to the difficulties that the LGBTQ community still experiences. 当然他希望这样的纪录片可以让人们看清楚这些社群他们所必须经历的困境。She also believes that it will raise international awareness of how Taiwan is leading the struggle for marriage equality in Asia. 她也相信透过这样的纪录片可以提升国际上对于台湾如何带领争取亚洲婚姻平权的奋斗的认识。在这里的 awareness 当作是体认觉察的意思。To raise awareness, 也就是有提升大家的认识的意思。Equality, 当作名词则是有平等的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That is all for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. And if you got time, check out Taipei Love at a theater near you. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.